Julie and Julia, My Year of Cooking Dangerously. Written and read by Julie Powell.
Over a period of 2 weeks in late December of 2002, at the exhortation of Julia Child, I went on a murderous rampage. I committed gruesome, atrocious acts, and for my intended victims, no murky corner of Queens or Chinatown was safe from my diabolical reach. If news of the carnage was not widely remarked upon in the local press, it was only because my victims were not Catholic schoolgirls or Filipino nurses, but crustaceans. This distinction means that I am not a murderer in the legal sense. But I have blood on my hands, even if it is the clear blood of lobsters. We had finally gone ahead and bought one of those sleep machines to drown out the roar of freight trucks that rumble past our apartment all night. It had a small speaker that fit under the pillow, and most nights it did the trick. But on the eve of my first crime, the lulling roar and crash of the Oceana setting droned at me. Lobster killer, lobster killer, lobster killer. I was awake by dawn, worrying. It was Sunday in Long Island City. Forget killing a lobster. How would I even get one, for God's sake? How much would it cost? How would I get it home? I peppered Eric with these questions, hoping that he would reply, "Ooh, you're right. This isn't going to work. Oh, well, guess we'll have to save lobster for another day. Domino's? Bacon and jalapeno?" He didn't say that. Instead, he got out the yellow pages and made a phone call. The first fish market he called was open. The Bronco started. The traffic to Astoria was smooth. The fish store didn't smell fishy, and they had lobsters in a nasty-looking cloudy tank. I bought two. The stars fell into alignment, for fate had decreed these two lobsters must die. I had been imagining lugging the lobsters home in a bucket, but the guy just stuck them in a paper bag. He said to keep them in the refrigerator. He said they'd be good until Thursday. Ick. I brought them back to the car and set them in the back seat. What were we going to do, cradle the creatures in our laps? On the drive home, the back of my neck tingled, and my ears stayed pricked for the sneaking crinkle of a lobster claw venturing out of a paper bag. But the lobsters just sat there. I guess suffocating will do that to a body.